We're taking conservatives to work and liberal progressive Democrats to task for their dysfunctional politics so that we can make Washington livable again. The Morning Ride, I'm your host, Phil. My producer, Zach, is along with. Going to bring on a guest here in just a moment about some of the signature gathering for Let's Go Washington. He's been working on that, and he's been confronted, accosted, interfered with multiple times. Going to hear what he has to say, have him recount some of what he has experienced and endured here in just a moment. But let me add this little wrinkle to this ongoing problem that Let's Go Washington and the Let's Go Washington signature gatherers have ended up discovering with the interference, physical damage to the actual signed petitions, trying to basically make them unsubmittable for the Secretary of State's office to get some of these two statewide initiatives they're gathering signatures for approved to go to voters this time next year. Governor Bob Ferguson finally posted something on social media, said, there is no place for political violence in our democracy. I encourage anyone experiencing harassment or violence to report it to law enforcement. And then he just links a Seattle Times story that says Washington signature gatherers face rising harassment and threats. So kind of a path of least resistance. At least Ferguson did acknowledge something, but I think you would like to see a more forceful declaration against this and denunciation of anybody who would threaten, intimidate, bully, harass, let alone physically damage or destroy any of these petitions that are being signed by voters that ultimately are going to be delivered to the Secretary of State's office. It's not a good look if you say you're a champion of democracy the way Governor Bob Ferguson is always saying he's that champion of democracy. It's kind of a tepid response from the governor. All right. Joining me here on The Morning Ride is Andre Scott, who is one of these signature gatherers who has experienced several occasions of this. He was just telling me, hi, Andre. Thanks for jumping on the phone and talking to me here on The Morning Ride.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for having me out this morning.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate what you're doing with Let's Go Washington, because that's kind of the backbone of this idea of checks and balances on what state lawmakers do, what the voters can do to try and say, hey, look, we don't like this law that you have enacted, that you have passed. This is our chance to remedy or have a statewide vote on something that you decided to pass in the Olympia legislature and have the governor enact. So, Andre, you were telling me that three or four times a day people are coming up as you're gathering signatures and accosting you or causing problems? That many times a day?
Yep. That many times a day. It may be under their, you know, under their quiet voice or whatnot, but for the most part, it's been on a probably about three or four times a day.
So they might say something snide as they walk past, but they don't necessarily get confrontational, get in your face every time?
Not every time. No, sir. No, sir. Not every time. When was it? It was at the Salmon Days. And, you know, of course, there was thousands of people there. And there were a couple of instances where people were actually in my face. And I just kind of had to defuse the situation by saying, hey, man, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, this is a family environment. There's kids around. You can't be saying stuff like that. And they were just continuing to go on. And so, once again, to defuse the situation, I just try and turn my back or try to kill them with kindness to defuse it.
Yeah, well, man, I appreciate that. So Salmon Days, was that in Issaquah then?
Yes, sir, that was in Issaquah.
Okay, that sounds like it might have been a week or so ago. I remember some chatter about Salmon Days events. Where else have you been out to collect signatures? There are a couple other locations, right?
Yes, sir. We've also been gathering signatures at the Hagans, 1401 Lakes Taps Parkway, mm-hmm. Southeast in Auburn. And really good response there. And I had one that sticks out of my mind there is I had a gentleman call me a fascist and a bigot. And it just really blew me away from that neighborhood because the people up there, they're really kind. They're really, you know, understanding. And they really want to get issues on the ballot there. And, you know, the gentleman was following me around one of those Brinks trucks. And, you know, I just kept my back to him kind of thing. And he just kept following me around.
Wow.
Finally, I took his picture. And then he got a little irate about that. And so that time, I was kind of standing by these little barrier things, you know, the concrete deals that stand up about 4 feet. And he got in his car, and I thought, wow, this guy's going to ram me kind of thing. Well, I better step back here. But he never did. He just called me another fascist and drove off.
Wow. But kind of taking the picture of the person who's doing this, you know, that's kind of what you need to be able to do to document a situation in case something does get really, really, really out of hand.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. That was Lake Taps. Any other places that you've experienced this sort of behavior? It's not unique to one spot, apparently.
No, sir. No, sir. It's not unique to one spot. So I've only had a, you know, we like to get to a location and pretty much stay in one location. That's how, you know, word of mouth gets about, and that's the best remedy to getting the word out to where there's actually a petitioner, because as you know, with the weather changing and stuff, locations do change. And so once we get to a location, we like to try to get the word out, you know, friend will tell a friend or family member, and then people start coming because they want to get it on the ballot. So this is how we get our voice out there.
Yeah.
To let people know where we're at.
Outside of these people that are trying to bully and intimidate, harass, and in some case physically damage and cause physical interaction, how are the people that are signing the ballot, the petition, how are the people that are signing the petition, what sort of things are they saying to you as you're gathering signatures?
They are very apologetic. Sorry that you have to go through this kind of thing. Or like, if I've got somebody at the table that's signing and this comes up or someone walks by and says something, they don't want to be bothered at that time because they're right in the middle of giving their signature and their information to me. And to hear something like that in the background, some of them, a couple of instances, people have turned around and told them, come back here, buddy. You know, you must not have girls in sports, or you must not have kids that are in school. It gets the voter pretty upset, and, you know, there really is no way to step in there and in between them because they're voicing their opinion, and you want to let them voice their opinion, obviously.
Yeah. If you've got kids, that is a true aspect of this. You tend to see this issue a little bit differently than if you don't have kids. So I'm talking to Andre Scott. He's a signature gatherer for Let's Go Washington. He's been sharing some of the harassment that he has endured, some of the intimidation that he has endured in gathering signatures for these two petitions from Let's Go Washington that are currently gathering signatures, and they got to try and gather enough signatures to qualify with the Secretary of State's office by basically the very, very, very beginning of January this year. So the signature gathering process is going to be going on here the next couple of months until we get to the new calendar year in 2026. Andre, have you done... you told me you've done other Let's Go Washington initiatives in the past, the ones a year or two ago that all made it onto last year's ballot at this time. So you've done these before with Let's Go Washington. Have you done any other signature gathering efforts before?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We done the signature gathering for Robert F. Kennedy, getting him on the ballot as an independent. What else was there? You know, there was a couple of California issues. So, yes, I've been to California, I've been to Texas, which I'm from Texas, born and raised in Utah, but live in Texas. California is a little different, you know, but of course, again, you know, I didn't have the kickback from the public. You know, everybody in California seems like they really want to sign because their state is so screwed up right now with their politics and everything. And so, but... let me just throw this in there real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Since this incident has happened at the Covington Walmart, I was there yesterday, and I'm here again today in Covington. The response from the public has been very apologetic. We now see police circling the perimeter of the parking lot, and people came out to want to talk to me and stuff, and it's been a very, very positive thing, I think. And I actually talked to a couple of other petitioners, and they called me and thanked me for the interview and everything, because now people, to them, seem like they're actually getting out there and seeking out circulators to sign the initiative. I've also encountered people who said that they don't get involved in the initiative ballot, getting stuff on the issues, but this issue they say, I will sign. I never sign stuff, but this definitely needs to get on the ballot. So people are caring right now.
All right. Andre Scott is a signature gatherer with Let's Go Washington. He was saying, so based on some of this other signature gathering you've done, you haven't gotten harassed on previous work doing this the way you have right now, right? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right about that statement.
Wow. Something about this animosity in the state of Washington that people come up and fly off the handle and threaten and intimidate and interfere with signatures gathering for something that they disagree with, think they can do this to bully and cause a problem for other people. Andre, so how did you get involved with Let's Go Washington? How did you end up doing some of this signature gathering work with Let's Go Washington?
Well, I'll be frank with you. In the beginning, I started in California. It was to get oil and gas, lower the gas prices in California. As you know, California used to be number one in the nation, and now the state of Washington is number one. So, but anyway, I first got involved. I got a sister-in-law, and she kind of runs most of the initiative process for Let's Go Washington. And let me add that this is a great group. I love Let's Go Washington. The people who run the office, they're great people. Love Kelly. Love the rest of the staff. They're just really great people. Mr. Gordon, Mr. Haywood, and I think that they're a voice for the people, and the people are now looking for Let's Go Washington to get initiatives on the ballot, like no state income tax, getting police pursuit on the ballot, keeping natural gas in the state. So I really commend these folks for Let's Go Washington. They're a great company.
Yeah, they have done a tremendous amount of work to really generate a whole lot of signatures in a relatively short amount of time. So the way they've all come together with their strategy, with their plans, utilizing their website. I'll give everybody the website here in just a moment. They've managed to crank out a lot of initiatives and get the requisite amount of signatures in a pretty short amount of time, considering how many initiatives they've been able to successfully get approved by the Secretary of State's office and then ultimately for the legislature, the voters to decide on. Andre, hey, I really thank you very much for your time. I will say what you've probably been told dozens and dozens of times already. I am so sorry that you've had to be subjected to this type of behavior, intimidating, bullying, harassment, the interference that you've gone through. But I have to applaud you and I have to praise you for your awareness to realize, you know what, escalating the situation is definitely not the way to go. And you said it yourself about de-escalating things when people fly off the handle when they see you gathering signatures for Let's Go Washington. So keep up the excellent work that you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing, Andre.
I sure will. Yes, sir. And we'll continue to try to get in on the ballot for the great state
of
Washington.
It sounds like the signature gathering is off to a very solid pace. So I expect something along those lines. Andre, be well. Stay safe out there. And we're pulling for you and for the folks that are trying to gather these signatures so that we can let the voters decide.
Yes, sir. And thank you again for having us on this morning.
Absolutely. That's Andre Scott. He's one of the signature gatherers with Let's Go Washington. And he said 3 to 4 times a day when he's out, he either gets a snide comment or gets called a fascist, or sometimes it gets more intense than that. But that's the kind of behavior he's ended up enduring from people who are upset by Let's Go Washington and the two initiatives that they're trying to get signed to get onto the ballot this time next year. They got to combine all these signatures, collect all these signatures now before the very beginning of 2026 and then get those submitted to the Secretary of State's office. So Let's Go Washington is the group. The website, Let's Go WA or Let's Go Washington.com. And if you're interested in signing these two petitions, one for parental notification, parental rights notification for schools and what's happening with your student child in school, and then also biological girls and girls sports. Those are the two initiatives Let's Go Washington is pursuing right now.
And the way they're doing the initiatives this go around is pretty slick. So all you got to do is, if you go to their website, you can request initiatives if you don't want to go drive out and find one of the physical locations. Of course, you could always go see Andre at the Covington Walmart and thank him and sign there. But they'll mail you some initiatives. Let's Go Wash It Well with an already addressed envelope. So you don't even have to go buy. I don't know how to buy a stamp, but maybe you guys do, but it's already
all right.
Addressed.
Zoomer.
I know. I've got two sitting on next to my desk here in the office I brought back, and they sent me with an envelope to mail it right back to them, and that's all you got to do. If you need that website, too, feel free to hit us up in the text line. I can send it to you, 206-421-5757.
Excellent reminders. But, yeah, that's an easy way if you're interested in signing. You don't necessarily have time or the ability to search out where they're having one of these in-person physical.
And they send you a whole sheet so you can take it to your church, your friends, you can get exactly. Taking it around our office.
Neighbors, stuff like that, family, and you can get a handful of signatures on it if you're inclined, and then you can send it back to them, and they'll combine that with what gets submitted to the Secretary of State's office. That's what's going on with the signature gathering, but appreciate that first-person account after we've heard so many of these stories of interference with the signature gatherers, and then your tepid little Governor Bob Ferguson. There's no place for political violence in our democracy. I encourage anyone experiencing harassment or violence to report it to law enforcement. Nice, forceful response there, Governor Ferguson.